Praise God. And again, I'd like to welcome every one of you that are on this line tonight, including those that are planning to join us. And I tell you, we've been blessed. And we have, just systematically, we have a good crowd of people that are hungry for the truth. And I'm glad that we are hungry, because the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Not maybe. Shall be filled. So tonight we're going to be talking about restoration. Restoration. And what that means is, it means to bring back to or put back into a former or original state. It means to renew. Renew. Re means do it again. And how many of us know that God is a God of restoration? Oh, yes, he is. I praise God that he is. See, only God has a divine plan to restore quality life to mankind. And we know that through Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Lord provided Christ to restore man back to God, to just in get that relationship rejoined to God. And see, but we have to realize that we have a very real enemy. And he has, that's the enemy, that's the devil, that he has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. The devil's job is to devour what God has already given us. The truth is that Satan has stolen and destroyed many things. If we're not watching, if we're not careful, he will steal things from us. Just give you a few examples. The enemy has stolen some of our finances, but God has a plan. See, don't be tricked out of your financial blessings by refusing to be obedient in paying your tithes and giving your offering. Don't let the enemy confuse you and trick you on that, saying, well, you know, this is my money. I work for this, and I just give what I want. But I tell you what, the enemy, that's a plan of the enemy to keep you from being fully blessed like God said we would be blessed. But we need to learn how to share with others what God has blessed us with. And remember, if you have a heart and a desire to give as God has instructed us to, God gives seed to the sower. So if you want to sow, God will provide you with seed to give. Amen. Oh, yes, I'm a witness of that. Not only that, the enemy has taken away our families and destroyed our homes. I mean, some of our homes now, when it's time for dinner, somebody might be upstairs, somebody might be somewhere else, and we don't come together as a family. Or there's this harmony in the home where the children are against the parents and the parents against the children. These are all the works of the enemy. The devil has killed our hope and faith in God for many of us. Some of us used to be on fire for God. We used to be excited when it's time to go to church. We used to be excited for the time of the Word of God. Didn't want to miss a service. But now some of us are just relaxed and just say, oh, well, I don't think I'll go today. Well, it doesn't look like the sun is going to shine, so I'm just going to stay on in. Well, listen. To be lukewarm is a dangerous place to be. So we have allowed the devil to fan out the flames of our excitement and cool down our zeal to serve God. Oh, yes, this is real. And now we have become, some of us, lukewarm Christians, which is a bad place to be. Jesus said to the church of Laodicea, said, because you are lukewarm, and you're neither hot nor are you cold, I will spew, which means spit, you out of my mouth. And my God, not one of us wants God or Jesus to say to us, depart from me, I never knew you. So therefore, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Oh, my God, I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be hot. Hallelujah. I want to be on fire for God, and I'm sure you do too. Not only that, the enemy sometimes is taking away our dreams and aspirations. And I was just saying to someone today, never stop dreaming. God, our Father, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He has everything that we need. He is our Father. It gives God the great pleasure to give the kingdom to the children. So never, ever stop dreaming. And never look at your age and say, well, I guess I'm just too old. I guess that's not for me. No. God can restore. We're talking about restoration. restoration tonight. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Not only that, the enemy destroys our health and kind of blinds us to the fact that we need to recall and remember that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So that means we got to take in the right things that we need to restore and keep good health. Somebody say, help me, Lord. I say that. Help me, Lord, to eat the right things. Exercise like I need to do. Because if you're not fit and you're not up to par, how can you have the strength to do what God wants you to do or be used mightily by the Lord? It takes energy. It takes people that rested up and their mind and their body and their spirit is rested up and ready for God to use them. Hallelujah. One other thing. The devil has some of us have stolen our joy. When we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Sometimes he destroys our honor and everything. God expects us to walk in integrity. Hallelujah. The Bible says a just or an upright man walks in his integrity. David said, I will maintain my integrity. So in other words, whatever God has promised to do, God walks in his integrity. He expects us to walk in our integrity. If you promise to do something for someone, then we need to make good on our word to make that good. Walk in our integrity. Remember that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The enemy tries to take our freedom. Right now the enemy is trying to take your freedom and give you, bind you up that you can't vote right and you don't have a space to do this, not free to do the other. But we got to know that Jesus came to set us free, and we are free indeed. Praise God. Another thing, the enemy comes to steal our peace. But Jesus says, I give you my peace. My peace I give to you. Not like the world gives, but he says, my peace, I'll give it to you. And that peace that surpasses all understanding. People will look at you when you're walking in the peace of God. They say, well, I wonder why. This person is going through this. I know they have this kind of problem or trouble. But see, my God, in spite of it all, God can give you that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. Well, that's enough right now talking about what the enemy does and what he steals. But we have to make it plain. You have to know who the enemy is, and you have to recognize him in advance. Amen. You have to know that. The Bible tells us, we got good news here, but God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to restore mankind. Oh, aren't you glad that he did? Oh, yes. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. That means you and you and you and me, that we might have life and that we may have life more abundantly. Yes, he did. See, when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, he said, Father, it is finished. That means the plan of salvation is complete. That means all we'll ever need to sustain life now and the life thereafter has been restored or provided for by Jesus Christ. My Lord, Jesus, oh my God, he came for us that we will have this life. He has given us that life through his shed blood. Praise God. One person that comes to mind when we think about restoration as an example in the Bible is Job. In the book of Job, Job learned that God is a restorer. Hallelujah. Because he went through many, many, many things and things that you and I wouldn't even want to go through. He lost everything. And my God, see, what a message of the book of Job that's changed if God had not restored to Job his former blessings. I mean, wonder what the message would be. But Jesus said that anyone who gives up something for the kingdom of God, he will be repaid. In this life, he's going to be repaid. But our restoration may or may not be the same kind as Job's, which was both spiritual and material. But our complete restoration may not be in this life, but it will happen because God said so, because God loves us, and he is a just God, and he's faithful to reward us. Hallelujah. He will not only restore whatever we have lost unjustly, but he will give us more than we can imagine as we live with him in eternity. Praise God, praise God. And we know the story of Job. The Bible said he lost everything, his wife and his children, his cattle, everything. But he didn't lose his integrity. He would not curse God to his face. He would honor the Lord, and he would still look to the Lord as his deliverer. And we understand that the end result of Job was more blessed than the beginning. In other words, he had double for his trouble. That's what the Bible says. It says that Job lived a long life, a life to talk about how he was restored, restoration. Oh, it means a lot. Here's a very familiar passage of Scripture in Psalms 23, 2-3. The Lord is my shepherd. He says, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. David understood this. And then he leads me beside the still waters. He said he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He's a restorer. He knows what it takes to restore us. See, if you find yourself being a lukewarm Christian, then pray like David prayed. David prayed this prayer. He says, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. That's why I like David. David was quick to ask God for forgiveness. He was quick to repent. He says he was quick to ask God, help me. So he says, Lord, create in me a clean heart and make me right again. Renew a right spirit within me. And see, if you and I, if we confess our sins, as the scripture says, that God is faithful and God is just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Glory to God. So there's hope. Hallelujah. It's not all gloom and doom. We have hope in Jesus simply because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the word of God says, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, look, understand, all things are now become new. Hallelujah. Talking about restoration. See, God knows, again, just what it takes to restore each and every one of us. He knows us. He knows us individually. He knows us, oh my God, collectively. He knows what we have done, what we are planning to do. He knows our thoughts afar off before you and I could even think those thoughts. My God, he knows just how to put us back together again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just think of one little funny children's rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's men and all, they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But hey, God, we don't serve a Humpty Dumpty God. We serve a God who knows us. Hallelujah. He knows how to restore us. He knows how to put us back together again. He knows how to restore joy. He knows how to restore the peace of God in us. He knows how to restore a husband and wife marriage and relationship. Only God can fix it if we will allow him to do that. You know how Job got restored? Job got restored by first humbling himself, even after he had his conversation with God and all this and questioning him and so forth and pointing fingers at his friends and everything. But Job began to humble himself. He came in recognition. He realized that, God, I need help. So when we allow God, our good shepherd, to guide us or order our steps, we have a sense of contentment. In other words, I'm contented. Hallelujah. In whatever state I find myself in, like Paul said, that even in the midst of turmoil or trouble, whatever it is, I'm waiting on a prayer answer. I'm waiting on God. I'm content because I know God will come through for me. Amen. Glory to God. But when we choose to sin and go our own way, we make our journey difficult with hardships and consequences, because we know that as a man soweth, he got to reap. So why not let go and let God? Why not just allow God, humble before him and say, God, fix me. Fix me. Make me what I need to be. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, our good shepherd, he knows the green pastures. He knows the still waters that each and every one of us needs in order to restore us. He's not going to rain all the time. If you're not going to have turmoil and trouble all the time in your life, there's a time when God said he will cause us to rest, and then he will give us that peace, lay us in those green pastures, hallelujah, and that we will enjoy the still waters. There's some calmness in our lives, hallelujah. There's a time of peace, and there is a time of restoration. Glory to God. Simply because, again, God is faithful and he's just. His loving kindness is upon every one of us. Oh, yes, it is. His tender mercies are for every one of us each and every single day. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. See, Jesus said, God makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Isn't that just like our God? And not only that, God sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Glory to God. You don't believe that? Just wake up tomorrow and read the news and everything and see what the sun is ready to shine up on people that are not even thinking about God. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. My God, my God. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ. After you have suffered a while and gone through different things, God himself will restore you. Not only restore you, but make you strong. He will establish you. He'll make you steadfast. Hallelujah. Pastor talked last night. Steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. You always abounding in the faith and in the work of God. God himself will do that. He knows what it takes to restore us. Glory to God. Not only that, as David, he knew how to cast himself before the Lord. Hallelujah. He knew that. My God. And he said, created me that clean heart, O God. Renew that right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from thy presence. Let's stop right there. Think about it. Where would you and I be if the presence of God never showed up? Or if he just left us for a moment? Oh, my God. Oh, he was just unfaithful. In other words, when we know it's time for the light to break forth, it's morning time to come, and it doesn't happen. And it's all night all the time. It rains all the time, and that we never see the sunshine again. But, my God, we know God is faithful. He is a good God. So David said, look, cast me not away, Lord, from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. But he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. In other words, God, give me that joy. Give me that joy. Give me that excitement I used to have. God, give me that, put that Holy Ghost burning fire down in my soul. Fix me, God. Restore me again. Fill me again. That's why we need refillings of the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit comes love and peace and joy and comfort and contentment. Oh, my God, all that we need. He said, restore unto me. He humbled himself. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Glory to God. Stop for a minute. I have a question. How many of you on this line tonight, including myself, need the Holy Spirit to restore you? How many of you need that in some area, whatever area of your life that needs to be restored? If you be honest with yourself, knowing that, yes, Lord, the answer would be, yes, Lord, I need continual restoration. If it's no more than just, God, fill me up again, renew, take me back again. Show me how to, I need to praise you. Show me how that you give me the fullness of your joy. Amen, somebody. And in my closing scriptures, Isaiah 40 and 31 says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. That's a promise. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not have to worry about becoming faint. That's a promise in Isaiah. Then Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God knows the plans he has for each and every one of you on this line tonight. He knows the plan that it takes to restore us, to bring us back into right fellowship with him. That's what it's about, and making us whole again. There are times we fall off the bandwagon, we fall off the wagon, but we're going to jump on it again because of the restoration and the love of God. He knows how to pick us up, hallelujah, and just establish us and make us firm again and settle us. Glory, glory to God. And you know, I like this prayer that Paul prayed. It's in Philippians, the first chapter. And it was a prayer that Paul prayed for the church at Philippians. He says, "Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy." And, you know, "for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." And he said, "being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." That means that God has begun a good work in you, and you have made that decision that, "Lord, I will follow you all the days of my life. Fix me. Make me what I need to be. Restore me." When we mean that, he says, "I'm praying for you, church at Philippi." He says, "I'm praying that you will have this same joy and even a greater joy. And God, he's begun this work in you. He will finish it." Why? Because he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and he is the last. Hallelujah. He will finish the work that he has begun in us. And we just allow him to restore us. And says, "Lord, let restoration come to me." Amen. That's the word for tonight. And so let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just glorify you, we praise you, we thank you for this word. We need this word tonight, God. We need to be restored. We need restoration. And you know us. Like we know ourselves, but you even know us better than we know ourselves. So, Father, we thank you for sending this word tonight. And we know that your word is not going to go out and come back to you void, but it will accomplish everything that you purpose it to do. And God, the purpose of restoration is to make us the way we need to be made, according to what you have purposed, Lord. We know, God, that we have to be restored in order to be representatives of you, in order to be ambassadors, hallelujah, that we can be or do our work for you. Because, God, we know that we're living in the end times. And, God, if ever a time that you need people to be restored and to stand up and to be real Christians, it's right now. Hallelujah. So, God, we're asking you right now to restore us. Restore, God, our fellowship. Restore the joy of the Lord in our souls, God. Oh, God, as David prayed, restore my soul. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us and order our steps, Father, for your will, for your sake, Father. We need it right now. Hallelujah. And, God, if there be somebody on this line that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, oh, my God, I'm asking, God, that they will cry out to you and say, "Lord, what must I do to be saved?" That they will confess their sins, that they will ask that you would forgive them, oh, God, and make them whole and make them to be one of yours, huh? A child of the King, hallelujah. And, Father, I pray for everybody on this line, even all their home, their families, God, everything that's connected to the people on this line, everyone that's connected to the Petersville Baptist Church, everyone's connected to whatever church that they're connected to, long as they're connected to the body of Christ. God, I'm asking tonight that you would give us a great revival. Hallelujah. Do it again, God. Revive us again. Restore us again. Make us all over again, God. We need it right now, God. We cry unto you, Lord, with a humble spirit, God. Fix us, Lord. Make us what what we need to be, God. Forgive us, Lord, for being cold in our spirit, God. Oh, God, set us on fire, God. Give us that Holy Ghost fire. Oh, God, that would burn up everything in us that's not like you, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to be humble to the point that we would say, it's not my will, oh, God, but your will be done in us. Do it for your will, God. Do it for your glory, God. There's people on this line that's praying with me tonight. Oh, God, fix it. Make it new. Make us new again. Restore us, Lord, for your glory. God, for your honor. And God, as you continue to do these things, we will continue to praise you. We will continue to glorify your name, God. We love you. We praise you, and we honor you, and we count it done. We believe you. We receive it, God. We believe it, God, and we receive it tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all that is within us, God, we bless your name. God, you know, you said that you chastise those that you love. You chastise us tonight. In Jesus' name, that we will be restored in the fullness of Christ, that we will learn that all the things that you have prepared for us, that we receive it not only in the life to come, but we walk in the fullness of restoration, even in this present life. Praise God, even in the midst of a troubled world, even in the midst of chaos, Lord, God, even in the midst of things that are happening in the world and protests and riots and so forth, God, restore, fix us, Lord. Not only us, God, but Lord, just send a revival. Send a revival in this world as this world has never known. You are able, God. You're still in control, and we trust you. God, we are praying, God, open up the joy of the Lord. Oh, God, send the peace. Send the peace and restoration that we need in the name of Jesus, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you know what it takes to restore us, God. And we believe you. We receive that word. We receive it now in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I open up this line to let me hear you say amen. If you believe amen. That word, if you believe in this restoration, if you believe God is restoring you, come on and say amen and give God the praise.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God said the right now word. This is a rhema word. We all need restoration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people need restoration in their body. They need healing tonight. Glory to God. We praise you. We praise you for it. Oh, yeah, God. That's a glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer. We believe it. We believe it.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you, everybody, for being on the line tonight.
Hallelujah.
May you continue to be blessed. May you continue to be restored. And not only restored, that God would bless us.
Thank
bless
you,
us
Jesus.
Like it did Job, to the point that at the end result of Job was more blessed than the beginning. See,
thank
it's
you.
Not how you start out, but it's how we end up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're on our way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So I thank God for you. Every one of you that this word has touched tonight, that we have been blessed tonight, and we give God the praise, we give him the glory, and we give him all the honor. It belongs to him. And the blessings that God has, not only that, it belongs to each and every one of you. So I just pray that you continue to be blessed. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. And just be blessed. And we look forward to, God said the same, to come together again on next Wednesday night, the same time. And even may I remind you that if you ever want to listen to the word again, you can go on the PBC-ministries.org website and go on the Dream Team. You can listen to whatever message you want to listen to. Not only that, you can go on the live sermons. You can hear Pastor Bolden and live sermons right on our website. So it's no need to be people be hungry for the word, because the word word is here. Hallelujah. Yes. So God bless you. I love you. I know Pastor Bolden loves you, but God loves you best. Be blessed,
yes,
and we'll see you next week.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
you.
Kept the speaker on. I'm trying to put the speaker on. Just hold it. That's it.